Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Will the Democrats show up because of their anger for today? Let's talk about it. Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone. And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. I went and voted. I got my sticker right here showing that I voted. It's a little crooked, though, isn't it? Let me adjust it there real quick. I'm going to make sure it looks good, it looks proper. I did go vote. And actually, I put a short video on X. And I said, of course I'm black. And of course I voted for Trump. Why would I do anything else different? I want to keep my freedom. Don't you? Now, I'm just kind of curious. Is there anybody out there that's voting for Nikki Haley? Because I didn't vote for Nikki Haley. I voted for President Trump. And everybody knows right now that President Trump is the front runner for the Republican Party. He is the man. But for some unknown reason, a lot of people think that Nikki Haley has a chance, or at least Nikki Haley believes she has a chance. And Nikki Haley thinks that she's going to run away with it. Nikki Haley is acting like it's in the bag for her. There's no stopping her now. So I'm just kind of curious. And I mentioned before, I'm going to make a prediction here that after Super Tuesday, President Trump comes out as the winner and Nikki Haley is going to say, we're still in this. We're still in this to win it. It's not over. It's not over. She's going to say it's not over until the fat lady sings.
You don't think she's going to throw in the towel?
No.
Okay. I'll predict she's going to throw in the towel.
You don't predict she's going to throw in the towel?
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay, let's make a wager on that.
Uh-oh.
Let's make a wager. All right? A gentleman and a gentle lady's wager. Okay, because I don't have any money.
Obviously.
They're taking all my money. Facebook is taking, they're taking everything from me. So I don't have any money. But just out of curiosity, is there anybody watching right now thinking that Nikki Haley is going to do otherwise? You know, I think Nikki Haley is going to, she's going to completely go with the whole agenda of thinking that the Democrats or some kind of way are going to pull through to remove President Trump, or President Trump is going to be hemmed up and they're not going to allow President Trump with their whole agenda, trying to say that President Trump can't be part of this election system. And they're still, and she's still in hopes that, because I think there's a Wisconsin, if I'm not mistaken, Wisconsin, after they found out that the Supreme Court ruled in favor of America. Remember, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of America, 9-0. And in Wisconsin, they just came out and said that they're going to still go to their local court system to try to have it where President Trump cannot be on the ballot. They're actually suing the Republican Party there. They're suing the election commission there because President Trump is already on the ballot. Today is Super Tuesday, everybody. Super Tuesday is here. And President Trump is on the ballot and they don't care. They're still trying to say, well, we need to remove President Trump from the ballot, regardless of what the Supreme Court said. And there's videos going around right now where the Democrats are trying to say that the Supreme Court, when it came to Roe versus Wade, they said that it's states' rights, right? It goes back to the states. So the states can make the decision on how they want to implement the whole thing with the abortion, right? And then when the Supreme Court ruled and said that the states cannot remove President Trump from the ballot, now the Democrats are saying, oh, now you're saying that states don't have states' rights? Now they're saying that they don't have state rights. But guess what? It's completely different. The Supreme Court only said that the federal government cannot tell states how to deal with the issue when it comes to abortion. But the states don't have the right to tell the people in their state that they cannot vote in the federal election. That's the difference. See, these liberals, they all believe that they should be able to tell you who you can vote for at the local state level as well as the federal level. See, the Democrats, they get everything twisted backwards. They don't even know how to argue their point without looking stupid. Think about what I just said. The state should be able to decide on when it comes to abortion rights. And personally, if the Democrats say that every state wants abortion rights, and if that was the case, then why are they afraid of the states being able to do away with abortion rights if all the states can do abortion, if they believe all the people in every state want abortions? But they know this is not true, and it's completely different. States' rights are different than federal rights. I want to be able to vote for President Trump in the federal election. The Democrats say that I shouldn't be able to. That's the most disturbing part about all of this. Okay, so what do you have?
So, well, we were talking about Nikki Haley, right? So I just want to give a little update. This on Fox News, it says Trump and Haley face off in GOP primaries. Biden seeks to solidify support, and more on Super Tuesday. So it says this year, 15 states will vote on Super Tuesday. We got Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, and so on, right? The results of the Democratic contest in Iowa, which is being held by mail over several weeks, will not be revealed tonight. But listen to this. It says, Haley's Super Tuesday barometer, keep your eyes on these two states. So we should get an early indication of Nikki Haley is going to have any success on Super Tuesday in her extreme long shot bid for the Republican presidential nomination. Keep your eyes on Vermont and Virginia, where the polls close at 7 p.m. Eastern time. The first two states to wrapping up voting on the Republican side. Only 65 GOP delegates are up for grabs in these two states, which is just a small slice of the overall 854 at stake in the 15 states from coast to coast. But the states may be a good barometer of how the night will turn out for Haley, the former two-term South Carolina governor who later served as UN ambassador in Trump administration. Vermont and Virginia both hold open primaries where registered voters are allowed to cast a ballot in either the GOP or the Democrat presidential primaries. It's a lot like other states. In the 9 Republican primaries or caucuses already held so far this year, Haley has performed best in contests where independents and even some crossover Democrats have been able to vote. And we know this. We already know that she's getting a lot of Democrat voters. If Haley does well in both states, it could be a sign there's still some life left in her challenge against Trump. But poor showing in Vermont and Virginia would be a strong indicator that Trump will run the table on Super Tuesday. So if we're looking at 7 p.m. Eastern time, that is 6 p.m. Central, and that is 4 p.m. Pacific time, right? So that's what we're saying. That could be the determinator. That could determine what happens for the rest of the night. I think Trump's going to sweep it.
You think he's going to sweep it?
I think he's going to sweep it.
I think he's going to sweep it, too. To be honest with you, I think it's a done deal.
And it's interesting because I had an interview with Trump this morning at Fox News did, and they said, so if Haley loses, is there room for her next to you on the stage?
Really? Didn't I say that?
You talked about that yesterday.
Wasn't I just talking about that yesterday?
Yeah, so I thought it was funny because I was like, oh, that's so funny. Will brought up the same thing. And you know what? He said, right now, I'm looking at Biden. He's like, that's my competition. He said, listen, Haley already said she wasn't going to run against me if I was running for president, and she did. So he's like, that tells you a lot.
And then she went on, what was it, Face the Nation, where she was saying that if she's not going to even, President Trump becomes a nominee, that she's not going to throw her support behind President Trump.
She sure did, yep.
So does that mean she's going to throw her support behind Joe Biden?
I mean, it's interesting.
I mean, it's one or the other. Who do you think that Nikki Haley is going to support?
Yeah, what's going to happen to her? And now she's even calling out the RNC, saying, well, the RNC is not even the same because it's under Trump's daughter-in-law. She said that in the same
really?
Interview. Yeah. So she's become so anti-Trump. She's so bitter towards Trump.
Oh, my goodness. And you know what? She did herself this way.
She sure did. She's not a unifying person in the Republican Party.
She put herself in this position.
So, you know, the sad thing is what's going to happen to those voters? I mean, not that she has a huge slice of the Republican Party. She just has rhinos. But where are those people going to go? Are they going to go to Biden? Because even Democrats are running from Biden, which we're about to show.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, the thing is, a lot of them were voting for Nikki Haley, were Biden supporters in the first place.
Only hoping that she would make it through the primaries.
Beat out Trump. Yeah. So, you know, let me tell everybody. So I went and voted today, and I was walking in, and I was thinking about, should I record this? I'm like, they had signs up there telling people not to record stuff. But anyways, I walked in, and I gave my ID. Yeah, imagine that. Someone black has an ID.
Yeah, you have to have an show ID here in Texas.
Their vote. I mean, right? I was able to do that. I showed my ID, and after I showed my ID, I went and voted. And when I was done, I asked the guy, you know, because they had the stinking machines. Right? Okay, they had these stinking machines. So after I voted, I put my thing in there and I asked the guy that was standing by the machine. I said, "Is this on the internet?" And he go, "Oh no, it's not on the internet." He kind of his eyes got big because I don't think anyone asked him that question. And I said, "Is it on the internet?" And his eyes got big. And then he turned around and was like, "No, it's on the thumb drive." But I'm looking at it. I see the back of it. There's a power cord and there's an Ethernet cable coming from it. So it's on the network. It's on the network. So, and he said, "Nope, all the data is going to a thumb drive." I question it. I question if it's actually going to a thumb drive. Well, I'm going to play this video for you if we can. Hopefully this is working properly. That this is Virginia. This is a voters in Virginia. Right, there's a voters in Virginia, and you can see right here they're at a voting booth. Listen to what they're saying. My question is, with all this that they know, who are they actually going to vote for? And you know, Virginia's blue as all get out. Listen to this. Play it.
Everybody's feeling the crunch right now, whether you go to the grocery store or whether you're going to buy other goods. My wife says it all the time. Every time she comes home, you know, every other week, she's like, strawberries went up again. And it's getting to be a little bit out of hand.
Stock market's healthy. Jobs are on the rise. But at the same time, the cost of living prices are up. There's a lot that's not right with the system.
With me being a realtor and the interest rates are discouraging people from buying, and people are locked in with a golden handcuff with the low interest rates that they can't afford to move now because you're going to pay more for less.
So you see this. People are tired. My question again is, are they going to vote? Are they going to continue to vote for Joe Biden? Are they going to continue voting for the Democrats that created the situation in the first place? Are they going to wake up and say enough is enough? Right? Just think about that. Why would they continue to vote for what they've been voting for, which doesn't make a lick of sense? Doesn't make any sense to me. Why would they continue to do that? The Democrats, people that vote Democrat, they know who did this. They know who did the grocery prices, caused the problems there. They know who caused the problems with the southern border. They know who caused the problem with Americans dying from fentanyl. They know this, but yet they continue down the same path for voting for it. Is it bad enough? Now, I was talking to my producer before we got to this Super Tuesday, and she was saying it's bad enough. But then the Democrats just voted in another Democrat in New York when it was, what was his name?
Santos. Santos's Republican seat went Democrat.
His Republican seat went to the Democrats.
Yep.
Is it bad enough? I don't think that it is, because there's a lot of Democrats that don't even, they're oblivious to exactly how bad it is. It's so bad. How much time are we at? We need to go to break?
Yeah.
When we come back from this break, I want to show you the video, what they're talking about in Wisconsin. This is bizarre. They don't care. They just want to get Trump out. We'll be right back.
Pharma hats are where style and leather come together to create exceptional headwear. Proudly made in the USA, experience craftsmanship like never before, and they're 100% leather hats, handcrafted in the heart of Minnesota, USA. Their premium full-grain cattle leather ensures unparalleled quality and durability for all your outdoor adventures. Amazing features include 50+ UV protection, water resistant, foldable design that is convenient on the go. Effortlessly stow your hat in the free travel bag provided, and the vintage oil wax finish that only gets better with age. Whether you're hiking through rugged terrain, enjoying a day at the beach, or simply strolling through town, these hats are the ideal choice. As a UFA producer, you see me wear mine every day. And everywhere I go, I get compliments and asked where I get mine. Don't miss out on the chance to own a hat that seamlessly blends fashion, functionality, and quality. Visit UniteAmericaFirst.com and go to our merch page today and discover the world of handcrafted leather excellence. Elevate your adventure. Elevate your style. Shop now.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
1/3 of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Okay, let's go right to it. I want y'all to listen to this next one. This is out of Wisconsin, where they're trying to remove President Trump still from the ballot, even after the Supreme Court ruled that the states cannot remove a candidate from the federal election just because of their feelings. And they're still pushing this whole idea that President Trump caused an insurrection, or he was involved in an insurrection. There was never an insurrection. They know it. But they're using it, trying to say that President Trump cannot be on the ballot because of the 14th Amendment. They don't care about the truth. Play it. Play it for me.
Earlier, what we did today was we filed a lawsuit in Circuit County, Circuit Court, Dane County, against Donald Trump, the Wisconsin Elections Commission, and the Republican Party of Wisconsin. The reason we did those three folks are the plaintiffs is because A, Donald Trump is seeking to run for president in Wisconsin, and we're arguing that he is unqualified to run for president because he aided and abetted the insurrection on January 6th, which clearly is the 14th.
You hear this? He said that President Trump aided and abetted on an insurrection on January 6th, which is a blatant lie. I don't know who this dude is, but if he holds any political position, he should be censured. He should be removed for blatantly lying. Stop with the lying. Why are they so fearful of President Trump? Why are they so fearful? Can you not just like, look, let the people decide? If everybody is in agreement with these leftists that the country doesn't want President Trump, then what do you got to worry about? Let the man be on the ballot. Allow the American people to speak. But they know. They know that the American people want Trump's America back. They don't want Biden's economics. They don't want Biden's inflation. They don't want the country in the direction that it's going in. They want what President Trump was doing.
Amendment Article 3 says you can't do that and still run for federal office. We're suing the Wisconsin Elections Commission because they have already agreed to print ballots with Donald Trump's name on them. And we want a federal, circuit court judge to declare that that's illegal because of the 14th Amendment. And finally, we're suing the Republican Party of Wisconsin because they've already decided that Donald Trump will be on their primary ballot. And once again, we're arguing that that decision is illegal because Donald Trump is unqualified to be on the ballot because he aided and abetted the insurrection on January 6th. So,
I mean, come on, give me a break.
I mean, that's so stupid.
I mean, give me a break.
We're going to sue you because you put Trump on, you want Trump to be president. Give me a break.
We're suing you because you put Trump on the ballot.
And this is
after. How dare you put Trump on the ballot? We don't want him on there. We want to do away with the capability of with this thing that we call democracy.
I mean, where do they think this is going to go since the Supreme Court already ruled that you can't take him off of the ballot?
Well, they don't care.
They don't care. You're
they
right.
don't care. It's like I said before that you have, just think about it like this. The Supreme Court intervened somewhat when it came to the southern border of the United States here in Texas. And Governor Abbott says, I don't care that you don't want us. To my understanding, the Supreme Court said that Texas, they can continue putting up barbed wire, but you can't stop Border Patrol agents from taking down the barbed wire. And Abbott said, okay, fine. You can take the barbed wire down, but we're going to continue putting up more barbed wire. And the Democrats saying that Abbott is violating what the Supreme Court ruled about the barbed wire, which they're not. And in this case, the Supreme Court rule said that you cannot pull a candidate off the federal election. The Democrats don't care. They're still wanting to remove President Trump from the ballot. Again, what are they so afraid of? Why are they so scared? They know because they have Joe. And also, I'm looking at the comments here on Frank's speech. It looks like it's a little weird today. So I'm not sure if you're able to make a comment. I'm actually able to comment on here now. So when people leave comments, I'm able to respond to your comments. I couldn't do that before, but today has changed. I'm not seeing any comments other than one from 12 minutes ago and the one that I just put on there. So if you are able to comment, go ahead and leave a comment. I would be able to respond to your comments now, which I think is pretty awesome because I kind of like engaging everywhere with people. Listen to this video with Joe Biden, where Joe Biden was asked a question about his poll numbers. And he says the last five poll numbers show that he's winning. I'm like, what poll numbers is he looking at? Someone just told him, or you know what? I don't even think anybody told Joe Biden that the last poll numbers, maybe Karine Jean-Pierre did. But even then, let's just say no one did tell him that. He'll just make it up. Split screen it for me. Listen to what he says, because, of course, he's right by the airplane where it's always loud. So just in case he misspeaks or something, you know, say something that he shouldn't be saying, it'd be kind of difficult to hear him. So but just listen, because you're going to hear the reporter asking him about the poll numbers.
President, what's your message to Democrats who are concerned about your poll numbers?
You see that? He said, if you look at the poll numbers, I'm winning five times in a row. And I'm like, well, what poll numbers is he talking about? And then he brings up the New York Times.
Yeah, it says they're a great paper.
Yeah, and what the New York Times? So the New York Times did five polls. The same New York Times has been caught lying after time after time after time.
He was just saying, you're New York Times, you're a great paper. Like, they should already know that he's won the past five polls.
Oh, wait a minute. So that's even worse.
That's what he's saying.
So here's the guy from New York Times asking about his poll numbers, and Joe Biden's still lying.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's bad. But
you know what? If you look at Joe Biden, well, doesn't he almost seem like he seems incompetent? Like, I don't know. There's something really strange for me. You know, I was talking to my brother last night.
He's old.
And he was talking about, you know, he's voting for Trump out of California. But he said, just even the past 2 years, he said, Joe is not what he used to be 5 years ago. He's declined a lot in the way he talks and the way he walks. It's weird.
Some people say it's not the same Joe Biden.
Well, I don't. I think it's the same Joe Biden. I think he's just declined. I think he's aging rapidly. I'm serious.
Some people show pictures where they show Joe 15, 20 years ago and this Joe Biden. And there's a lot that's different. The earlobes are different. The head is different. The shape of the head. But it looks similar. It looks the same. But they're saying it's a different Joe. And my question to that is, if they changed that Joe out for this Joe, why did they pick someone that's dumber than the last Joe?
I mean, how do you prove that those pictures are real? Because honestly,
my
AI,
point is if they picked a different Joe, why did they pick a dumber Joe?
Right? Right? Yeah. I see your point.
Why pick a dumber Joe? Get a smart Joe.
Yeah,
why get a dumber one?
I'm
like, it kind of doesn't make any sense. You know, for them to put in a different Joe, because the last one was stupid. The last one did plagiarism, and this one's just as dumb, if not dumber. Yeah. Well, listen to this one on the Communist News Network talking about Joe Biden's poll numbers. So Joe Biden said the last five polls, he's winning five times. Well, let's hear what the Communist News Network has to say about all of this.
These are the numbers that are troubling for the president. Here's one from the new New York Times Siena College poll. Is President Biden too old to be an effective president? Among all voters, 73% say yes, 25% say no.
Wait a minute. Did he just say New York Times, the same New York Times that was just talking to Joe Biden about the poll numbers, and Joe Biden said, oh, New York Times is a good paper. You're supposed to be liberal. Yep. You're not supposed to be asking these tough questions.
Exactly.
That's what it's really about. But here the New York Times saying that 73%. New York Times people say that Joe Biden's too old. Dude is done. This is the most interesting election I think I've ever experienced myself. And most people probably at the same time.
Troubling part, even in his own party, the president needs big Democratic turnout in the fall. More than half, 56% of Democrats say they think he's too old to be an effective president. 43% say no. So that is one challenge for the president as he runs out the primary season, as he gives that big speech Thursday night. Address that. The problems are deeper for the president. Again, he is the incumbent president. 24% of Americans say the country's on the right track. Two-thirds say it is not. 65% say the country is on the wrong track as the president prepares to deliver his State of the Union address. One more, incumbents are often judged by their approval rating. You start to get 8 months out from an election, that's a problem. That's a problem. That's the number the president has to change. 36% approve of his performance right now in office. 61% disapprove. That means a lot of Democrats.
So look at these numbers. This is the Communist News Network, you know, the one that hates Trump with a passion because he was doing so many great things for America. The same one reporting on this, the New York Times that hates President Trump with a passion. Remember, the same New York Times that created that fake post with the immigrants, with the little girl on there. The same fake one. 61% disapprove of Joe Biden. 61%. Only 36%. And I'm willing to bet that they're fudging the numbers. I'm willing to bet that they're fudging the numbers. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Let me tell you about Tactilian.com. Tactilian.com make these beautiful flags that you can put on your vehicle. The reason why I'm talking about them is because they build homes for veterans from the proceeds that they get when they sell these flags on their website. tactilian.com. If you have a vehicle that has a location that's not magnetic, this one's magnetic, and you can see I put it on a sports vehicle, and it looks really good on there, and it goes on the other vehicles. Anywhere there's a magnetic spot, you can put it on there, and it's not going to fly off or fall off. If you don't have a magnetic location, you can get one like this that has an adhesive backing on it, and it won't go anywhere either. You can go through the car wash and it'll stay on there. I'm highly impressed. These are American made right here in the United States of America. With all of these woke companies right now, why wouldn't we look into this? Why wouldn't we support a company that supports America? At least I am. That's the reason why I'm promoting tactilian.com. I encourage you to get one now. Get two now. Buy them for your loved ones. Buy them for vets that you know. Buy from military personnel that you know. Go to tactilian.com/wheel and get 15% off. 15%. These are awesome. And again, let me remind you, a portion of the sales go to help build homes for veterans. Isn't that what we are about? Do it now. tactilian.com/wheel. You'll love it.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will, too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature-regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Hey, let me tell you about Pamper with PamperWithGrace.com. PamperWithGrace.com. Go ahead and split screen it for me. PamperWithGrace.com. No, do the other one. Do the other one. Show the webpage. Yep, that one there. PamperWithGrace.com. This is one of our sponsors. And a lot of people have heard about this. A lot of people are familiar with this information. I think it's absolutely wonderful. And Annie Cyrus, which is a really good friend, I've been talking to her, and she and other people have turned me onto it. And I was saying, let me look at this, because I've always been looking for a solution for my hands. My hands have absolutely been the driest ever. And I was telling people yesterday that my hands are like a desert. I'm constantly putting something on them. But first, I was putting like Vaseline on them, but the Vaseline would dissipate really quick. It would like just evaporate, like I never even put it on there. And then I was trying some other stuff. You go to Whole Foods and different health stores, and I'm trying to put it on there. And I said, I couldn't find anything that would really work. And Annie was like, she said, Will, once you try this, you put this on your hand, before you start putting on there, go ahead and take a picture. And then what, 14 days later, take another picture. So what I'm going to do, as soon as my package should be here. Is it here already?
It's not.
It's not here yet? Okay, so as soon as my package get here, I'm going to take a picture beforehand, and then 14 days later, I'm going to put it up on the screen so everyone can see the difference that it has made in my hand, because I'm a firm believer in using the products that I push. I'm a firm believer in it, and because then that way I trust it, and then I trust absolutely pushing it to you and sharing it with you. But I trust Annie Cyrus a lot. So I believe Annie Cyrus wouldn't steer me in the wrong direction.
Yeah, and also, you know, we did our research. And you know what, Will? This is the elixir. This is the thing that they say you need to start doing first. There is a 30-day challenge where there's 30 packets in a box. And, Will, just you have to go on there and read the reviews. This product is doing tremendous things for people, including it's helping people, they say, with their vision. People are saying it's helping alleviate dry eyes. People with stress, it's helping them. Muscle recovery, it's helping. Gut health, you know, I know a lot of people have issues with their gut. And one thing that this collagen does is it has cat's claw in it. And cat's claw is able to limit, because our bodies don't utilize collagen or break it down. You know, the stress in our body breaks it down and we don't have an opportunity to use it. This actually prevents, the cat's claw prevents our body from breaking it down because of it's called ketokines and oxidative stress. And it allows our bodies to reproduce its own collagen naturally and helps our bodies heal. So we're asking people to take the 30-day challenge. If you like to subscribe and save, it's only $121 right now, and that's a great deal. And you do drink it. This is a drink that you take once a day. They say if you want to expedite the healing or expedite the benefits, you can actually do two a day. But a lot of people are doing just one. And well, who doesn't want less cellulite? That's one thing that people are saying. Hair health. That's been one thing too. One of the people I was watching a video, and she was saying that in 7 weeks, her hair became fuller and softer.
Really?
And it wasn't breaking down. And even her hair person that she'd had for years said, "What are you doing? Your hair is full and thick and vibrant." And she was saying the only thing she changed was taking this elixir. But better sleep, healthier nails. I mean, you talked about your hydrating on your hands.
Yeah, put the list on the screen with some of the different things that we showed yesterday. Like, I just saw this one on there, less eye strain and fatigue.
Yeah.
I mean, that I can use a lot of that right now. I can use a lot of that right now.
It's, yeah, just who can't,
because,
you know?
Because, yeah, I mean, I know, you know, I'm not like, woe is Will, but right now, I'm really looking to get a better life, better health in my life, better supplements in my life. This elixir is really exciting to me. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't do anything that I don't tell people that I'm willing to do myself. I'm right now waiting on my box to show up.
Yeah. And go check out. There's tons of information about the research into Bella Grace, but we ask you to use our link, PamperWithGrace.com. And Will, one more thing we want to talk about is, like you said, you've been really stressed. And one reason you've been stressed is because of what's been happening with
Facebook. And just to give you an update, I brought it up yesterday, and people have already started blessing me. Can we put it up on the screen? People have already started blessing me, and I'm so thankful for everyone that's helping me, wanting to help me fight what the big tech company has been doing. And again, let me mention this. This has nothing to do with Section 230. So they can't come and say that it's about content that was being placed on there.
Yeah.
It's all about that Facebook offering a service, and their service has been hacked, is hackable. It's vulnerable. They have a vulnerable backdoor to their system, and then Facebook doesn't do anything to fix it. So they're actually destroying, it's like taking my identity and telling and saying, look, this is what Will Johnson's putting out there. People have sent me nasty messages saying, Will, how dare you do this? So I'm asking everyone right now, help me, because the lawyers that I've talked to, they tell me that, Will, you actually have a case.
Yeah, and it's funny because we're talking about Bella Grace, Will, but they're actually the sponsor that almost didn't allow us to use them.
Yes, because they were looking at my Facebook page and they said, well, we really don't work with people that put this on there. And I had to explain it to them, said, look, that's not me.
Yeah.
My Facebook business account has been hacked and Facebook is not doing anything to rectify it. They're allowing it to continue. And talking about Facebook, this morning on Super Tuesday, Facebook collapsed. I mean, really, how does that work? YouTube, yeah. Instagram, Facebook, they all collapsed today on Super Tuesday. But right now, I'm asking everyone right now, if you can go to givesendgo.com/GBX26, just like you see it right there on the screen, help me fight this. And I'm asking those of you that are Christians, and even those of you that are not Christians, that you're sick and tired of this tyranny that the big tech has been pushing in cahoots with the federal government. So I'm going to ask everyone, please, if you find it in your heart, go to the link that you see right there on the screen and support me in this endeavor. Yep, and it takes money to do it. That's the reason why I'm asking. There's three options on there. Three options. You can pray for me, which I'm asking for your prayers. Share it and donate.
Yeah, the more
if you can't do all three, please do two of the three.
Yeah, we're really asking people to share it because the more eyes we get on this, the more ability we are to raise the money. And listen, the faster we get this money, the faster, and I hate to say money, but that's the way it is, the faster that we can take action and actually go after Facebook.
Okay, when we come back, I want to show you some really good videos of President Trump and why the left is still terrified of America supporting Trump. We'll be right back.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
We can talk about all the accomplishments from President Trump. We can talk about the policies. We can talk about how he's going to make America great again. But guess what? If you don't vote tomorrow, you don't encourage your friends, family, people at church, your neighbors, your coworkers to do it, it simply will not happen. You say this during your rallies, and I love the sign. It says, too big to rig.
Right. We want to be too big to rig. But the too big to rig, we're really thinking about November 5th. But it really does send a signal. If you can, get out to vote tomorrow. Get your husband, get your wife, get your friends. Get their friends, because we want to send a signal that we're coming. This freight train's coming. And we have to do that, and we have to do it tomorrow. Tomorrow's the big day. Tomorrow, they call it Super Tuesday for a reason. And I think it's going to be record-setting. I hope so. But that sends the signal, because what we're really doing is we're aiming at that November 5th date. And I said it at the beginning, and I'll say it now as we close up. It's going to be, I think, the most important date, the most important date and day in the history of our country. We're going to take our country back. And if we don't win this next election, I think our country is finished. I really do. I think it's finished.
I completely agree. I wanted you to leave a split screen. It's going to be completely finished. President Trump was 100% correct. The country is going to be done. Actually, when I got through voting, I took a picture and I put it on X. And I said, let's save America. Hashtag Trump 2024. If the Democrats get away with all of the corruption that they did in 2020, the country's done. We're already like becoming a banana republic. Okay, you can take it off. We're already becoming a banana republic. They're already putting their political opponents in jail. Really? Like they're doing third world countries. That's never happened before here in the United States of America. Not on this scale, without even giving people due process. That just proves that the Democrat Party, they could care less about the U.S. Constitution. Let me share this with you, too. This is Joe Biden. Listen to Joe Biden. And of course, this is probably on his card. You know, he's probably reading from his card when he was reading, talking about this information, talking about the black people in 2020 is the only reason why he won. This dude panders. And of course, if you didn't vote for him, you ain't black, according to him. Listen.
Well, I think what's at stake for everyone, and particularly the black voters, is that our very democracy is at stake. When I ran in 2020, and the black community was really significant in my winning in the first place, when I ran in 2020, I said democracy is at stake. And the press said, oh, wait a minute, that's an exaggeration. Except the vast majority of people understood what I meant. For example,
he's saying that the press was saying that's an exaggeration. The press was regurgitating the same thing. Joe Biden lies and doesn't even remember the lies that they were telling. They're even saying the same thing today, that they have to beat Trump to save democracy. They're trying to take President Trump off the ballot, and they're screaming saving democracy? What a bunch of hypocrites.
For example, making it harder to vote. What do you need to vote? An ID card to be able to go vote. A photograph. You know, this is a once in a generation for us to be able to stand up and take on the extreme division and violence that the MAGA Republicans are pushing.
Wait.
This is so loaded. This is so loaded.
So loaded.
First, he's saying that voter ID needs to go away because black people can't vote because of voter ID. I went and voted today. Look, I got the sticker. I grabbed the sticker purposely when I got through voting.
How'd you do that?
I went and voted. I showed my ID. And actually, when I was in there and I was voting, someone screamed, someone was going, did someone leave their driver license? Someone left their driver license. Who left their driver license? And I'm like, what person would leave their driver license? Because you have to show your ID, but why would you leave your driver license? And so I'm like, this, okay, but I know I got my driver's license because I put mine back in my wallet. I'm black. I have a driver's license. You know, I guess if you're white, you don't need driver's license, according to the left, because you got white privilege. But they don't want people to be able to have to present an ID to vote. Joe Biden just said it. And then he's talking about the violence from the extreme MAGA Republicans. Where's this violence at? Where's the video of it? Where's it at? They constantly say it, but they're just mouthing it off, but they never absolutely show videos of it. And if it was happening like they say that is happening, they would be able to show video after video after video. But there are no videos of extreme MAGA Republican violence. There's no video because Joe Biden, again, is lying through his teeth. He's lying through his teeth. Were you going to make a comment on it, Shannon? Because if not, I want to show this next video, which has the Democrats terrified about what's happening or what's about to happen. Listen to this one. Here's another black man in America. And who do you think he's going to vote for? And this is out of Florida.
Got a lot of friends that are African-American that are voting for Trump. They voted for him the first year, too, actually. A lot of my friends, they feel like they didn't get much from Biden. They didn't get a lot of help, but then they felt like Trump was in the office.
A lot of their friends, they're getting any help from Joe Biden. They didn't get any help from Joe Biden. Nothing from Joe.
That's because he's giving it to illegals.
They're giving it to the illegals. Illegals are taking all the benefits. Taking all the benefits from black people. And black people, you know what? They're not even just taking the benefits from black people. They're taking the benefits from Americans. Americans are considered second-class citizens when it comes to Democrats. The illegals are considered first-class. Illegals get everything handed to them. You know, I had to cancel some of my insurance just so I can pay for something of it. But illegals, they get to come in the country. They get to have insurance. They get to have all of it. They get to have insurance. They get to have free housing. They get to have these EBT cards. They get to get an allowance on the card. They're getting everything handed to them because they're illegal. And then the report came out where Joe Biden, because they didn't want the traffic on the southern border, they've been purposely flying people from outside of the country into the country, over 320,000 people in 23 alone. So the cameras would not see them crossing the border. They flew them in.
Yep.
Do you understand what this means? This means that this invasion, they're flying in the terrorists. And you know they're not vetting the people as they're bringing them in. Elon Musk put a comment out there, and I just saw it before we went live. Elon Musk put a comment saying, if I can even find it again, where I'm going to paraphrase it here because I don't remember exactly how he said it. Unless I can get there really quick. Elon Musk says, I know it's here. He put so much out here. Oh, here it is. America will fall if it tries to absorb the world. The asylum law. And then he says, that is why I am banging the drums about this issue. He's banging the drums. Many of us have been banging the drums for years. But to bring 300,000 plus people. Yeah, let's show the article on the screen. 300,000 plus people in 23 on airplanes just so the cameras wouldn't see it, just so the people wouldn't see it. And the White House just admitted to doing it.
Yeah, it says Biden administration admits flying 320,000 migrants secretly into the U.S. to reduce the number of crossings at the border has national security vulnerabilities. A lawsuit reveals Biden's BP is refusing to disclose airports where it is flying undocumented aliens from other countries. Now, you remember the Democrats got mad because, you know, Abbott was flying people into their cities. Well, here, this lawsuit saying Biden's doing it and we're not telling you where they're going.
No, Not telling you where they're
How
going.
How sickening is this?
So you know they're moving them to different states where they can count the census reports. Where do we need the number?
This makes me mad because people are struggling here in America.
I'm struggling.
Yeah, people are struggling.
I'm struggling in this country.
Health insurance, yes. Paying their mortgage, and these people are all getting it for free. How maddening is that? People need to vote against these Democrats. I am sick and tired of this.
Yeah.
They're destroying
America. How much time do we have? Do we have time? Let me play this clip real quick. Actually, there's two of them, but I'm going to play this one first just in case of the time. This is CNBC asking Pete Buttigieg about this information about the southern border. And Pete Buttigieg gets angry with the guy because he's on a liberal talking network and he's not supposed to be asking in these tough questions. Are Democrats finally going to wake up? Are the American people waking
up? The whole move to try to come up with something by the administration and obviously bipartisan, that didn't come until it became clear it was going to be a major campaign issue. And only then did the Biden administration get interested in it. And every time I hear every time we hear those talking points that suddenly it was Republicans who ruined the border, that's why people get so frustrated. We know what President Biden said about inviting people in. We know that he got rid of all the things that were keeping the border closed that President Trump had put in. We know that he got rid of all those. So when you say it's not his fault.
That's literally not true.
Did you see 7.2 million people come in during the Trump administration? It was a trickle.
He got rid of the policy to tear children out of the arms of their parents. That's.
I mean, my goodness, really? You can stop it there. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's Super Tuesday, everybody. If you haven't voted, get out there and vote. Do your civic duty. Do not allow them to silence you. Your vote is a powerful voice. Do it now. Absolute Truth with Emma Robson is coming up next, everybody. Stick around for that phenomenal show. God bless everybody. We just talked about it. Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when a recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds, just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
I'm Roger Stone, public enemy number one to the woke liberal mob. We need to defund the left in order to make America great again. Did you know that many of the large national and regional real estate firms actually contribute to woke liberal candidates and causes? Revere Realty is the only real America first company dedicated to traditional conservative values. I recommend Revere Realty, and when you contact them, tell them Roger sent you.
Go to MAGArealtor.com. MAGArealtor.com.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.